Hey, it's 95.7 The Hog's Morning Hog Show. Riggs and Steve and Josh from SR Parrot. Morning Hog Brew Review time. Let's talk about it. It's winter. Welcome to winter.
Is it winter?
No, it's not yet.
Not yet.
But it's November
21st.
That's pretty close. Yeah, Steve has all the calendar. But in general, it's time to think about winter beers, right?
I can't tell if he's excited because it's almost winter or because it's not winter. It's just, it was very enthusiastic.
Neither one.
Yeah. No. He does.
I mean, so you just like to clap.
He does love to pop the shirt off and
I love
to the
hit
beach.
Myself. Can I say?
Well, here's what, like instead of bringing too. Beach beers, you brought winter brews today.
I did.
I appreciate it.
I think we may have had all these on last year.
Okay.
But I think it's a great time to bring them back.
You got
to
get re-familiar.
Yeah. You know, it seems early, but it's not.
It's not.
Right?
It is not.
Because by the time we hit that season, these beers will probably be gone.
No, that's okay.
That's just kind of how things work around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys want to start off with some Sam Adams?
Let's do it.
All right.
You know, Sam Adams knows what they're doing.
They sure do.
And I know where Sam is based, it tends to get cold a few months out of the year. So they know what winter is. They know how to make a good winter.
Why? Where is that from? From Boston!
I was waiting for him to
Come
do it.
Come on. Yeah,
that's right. There you go.
I was just trying to see if you actually knew or not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we're going to start off with their Holiday White Ale.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I love this so much.
These are available in just straight six packs.
Really?
Yep.
So and they,
it should be available in their variety pack as well.
Okay.
So keep your eyes peeled for the variety pack.
All right.
But the six packs are definitely available now in stores, you know, Publix, Total Wine, ABC, local independents.
Yeah,
or you can always check out that one place.
SRPROT.com/beerfinder.
Yeah, that one's right.
There you go. All right. Now, I love this beer. And Sam does kind of tinker each year
with
formulas, right?
A little bit. Yeah, they like to play around. I think some of these flavors, they pretty much landed on what they're happy with.
Yeah.
It's
a real good tinker right there.
And there's good reason to be, right?
Yeah.
So the Holiday White Ale, 5.5%. Get a little bit of cinnamon in there, some nutmeg.
Yes.
And then my favorite part in the description, they say a dusting of orange peel.
Oh, a dusting of orange peel.
A dusting.
I love that too.
On the bottle
it's
says
so subtle,
you know? Citrusy and hazy.
Mm. I'm going to let this sit on your tongue for a minute, right? This is a recommendation for anybody who's chasing these beers down or drinks along with us on the Morning Hog Brew Review. Put this one, just let it sit on your tongue for a minute and find those flavors that Josh described to you.
Right? He's right.
For me, it's a lot easier to find on the exhales, usually.
Yeah.
Obviously, you get a lot of flavor up front and stuff, but as you exhale, you're going to get a lot of extra flavors that aren't present right when it hits your tongue.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
I had a peanut butter sandwich about 8:15, so that's what I'm tasting. But still, it's really good, though. I like it. If you're getting that breath,
is that a thing?
Take John,
peanut
breathe.
Butter and orange.
Maybe it can be for the holidays. I mean,
sounds like something you'd
like. It's not a bad idea. Peanut butter
some
and orange
PB
sandwich.
And marmalade.
Yeah, that's got to be a thing.
Marmalade.
I love marmalade.
God. Who are you,
Paddington?
Steve.
Apparently.
Okay, just make sure.
That's who.
Your name wasn't on your shirt, but I see it now. All right, that's a great start, Sam. Well done. Great flavor.
That's a very enjoyable beer, especially
yes,
this
is.
Time of year.
Yeah.
That would be great around a fire.
Yeah.
You know, weather might not quite be there yet, but.
Right.
It's hot enough outside where if you lit a fire, I don't think you'd know the difference.
No, you really would not know at all. I'm sweating either way.
Right.
It's okay. Might as well sweat while I drink.
All right, so we're going to move on to their winter lager. This is the one they are known for during this time of year. Again, straight six packs. This one you can find in 12 packs.
Okay.
And obviously that'll be in the winter variety as well.
All right. Now this just has the look of a more warming blanket of beer around your beer stomach.
On the bottle, it says that it's festive and smooth.
Internal brew tub.
Now, this is a lot.
This area right
not
here.
A lot darker, but definitely darker than
darker,
the last
for
one.
5.6% alcohol, so you get 0.1 more.
Oh.
You're going to get a lot of the similar flavors in here, but not quite as, I want to say the word creamy for some reason.
This one's bold. I feel like this is a bolder, zestier flavor.
There you go.
You know? Like you got your regular Doritos and you got those crazy ones. They got a lot of more stuff happening. I feel like that's what this is.
Mm.
You should still get, you know, some of that nutmeg, cinnamon. I would almost say this is even more of a dusting of orange because it's not nearly as prevalent
Truth.
In this particular beer.
Yeah.
I like the little bit darker beers.
Okay.
So this is more my speed. The other one's very enjoyable, but like if I was sitting by a fire, winter lager is my choice.
Is this, as far as process goes, just more malty?
Yeah,
is
exactly.
What's happening here?
Yeah, and they may have some extra different spices and whatnot in there.
Okay.
But yeah, that little bit more roasted flavor is going to be from your roasted malt for sure.
That flavor in the samplers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay.
Yep.
I knew it.
And on draft.
I studied a little. What?
Yeah, this is the winter lager is on draft, so keep your eyes peeled. Or, as always.
Oh. He's talking about srprod.com/beerfinder. You can find it. Hey, I got to find some more beer right now. I'm out. More Morning Hog Brew Review coming up on 95.7 The Hog.
I found one right here.